Mohammed Manan. Hello there.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today. What is it you wanted to find out?
So actually, we are looking at what banks actually require from regular users to do online banking safely.
Mm-hmm.
Because as security researcher, we know that online doing anything online is not very secure. And of course, banking is very sensitive. So how people can do it safely and what banks require them to maintain in their machine so that they can do it securely.
So it can be done safely if people do it properly.
Sorry?
It can be done safely if people do it properly.
Actually, I mean, that's also not entirely true.
Huh?
Even if you follow everything that your bank say, still you are not safe or secure.
Are you suggesting that we shouldn't do this kind of thing? You know, like it's very easy to do. It's efficient. You know, you don't have to go into the bank. You just do your banking online, that sort of thing. Are you saying that there's a real severe risk of your account being compromised?
Yeah, there is a very real risk. But, I mean, I'm not suggesting you do it or not. But, I mean, our goal was to just to make people aware, actually, what they are doing. So that they know the risk and they know the benefits, of course.
Okay, because some of the banks will say to you that there's a, you know, it's 100% safe, basically, right? There's a security guarantee. Maybe that not that it's 100% safe, but if you do what they tell you to, then you will be okay. If somehow someone hacks into your account or compromises in some way, that's not your fault then, correct?
Well, I mean, actually, they give you 100% security guarantee,
mm-hmm.
almost all of them.
Right.
But that guarantee is not unconditional. There are some requirements that you have to fulfill. And we looked into those requirements, and there have been some previous studies, and we did our own as well, that how reliably people can do those, maintain those requirements. And those are not easy, actually, for people at all. I mean, we did a survey in our lab at Carleton University with focusing on the people who you think would be security aware, much more aware than our regular people.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that actually many people, even the security aware crowd, they do not follow these requirements, although they do online banking. So, I mean, if something happens, something bad happens when you are doing online banking, then, I mean, it becomes iffy whether your bank will actually give you that 100% guarantee or not.
I think I'm going to line up for a teller.
This is interesting. This is News Talk 1010 CFRB and security expert Mohammed Manan is on the line with us. And the people that you were talking about, those who would know more than, say, your average citizen would be computer science students, professors, and people like you, security researchers.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys didn't know it all either, right? So you would not have been covered by that guarantee of the bank either. That's the fine print.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, I was talking to one of my colleagues in the lab one day when I was doing this study, and he actually works for a Canadian government organization.
Nice.
And I asked him, okay, I mean, do you know your banks actually require all these things before you do online banking to give you this guarantee? And he was just surprised that his bank actually required them.
Is that so?
Yeah,
and if anybody's
going
to know, you'd think he would know, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I thought he, of course, know, but, I mean, he just couldn't believe me. And he went to the internet right away to his bank site and verified, actually, his bank required quite a few things. I mean, of course, I mean, some of them he already maintains, but it's just that most people do not know that they have to follow these requirements.
Okay, well, we do know now, thanks to you. Thank you so much for doing
yes.
the study and for joining us this morning, and we'll all just go to our banks today and make sure
yes.
about that. Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I'll wait to see Myrtle in cage 3.
Mohammed Manan is a specialist in internet security and conducted, was one of the researchers.
Wow.
Myrtle? What do you mean, Myrtle?
Well, tell her could be named Myrtle.
I guess she could be.
Or Frank.
She could be. Just this is, you know, the key, though, is make sure that you have fulfilled all of the requirements so that if something happens and somehow your account is
even though the experts aren't doing it properly.
Well, yeah, but this is a heads up to look after it. It's 729 on News Talk 1010 CFRB.